It's really nice just sitting in my shed at the moment, mainly because the weather's really picking up and I feel like summer's on the way, and it's unfeasibly tidy in here. I can't remember in what kind of frenzied mood I attacked this and whether or not I just crammed all the crap that had covered every surface into cupboards, but it's looking pretty good. And if there's a pile of stuff, it's like a pile of moleskins with things I've got to go through, or a small box of tech in the corner, which I'm hoping to be able to rehome. But at the moment, I really like my shed. And it's been a little bit of a sanctuary. It should be a workplace, but if I'm completely honest, I'm finding it really hard getting back into the swing of things. And it's reminiscent of when I used to go away travelling and then come back to the UK after maybe, you know, 6 months or a year abroad, and really find it hard to reinsert myself into the normal trappings of society and what it asks of you. Yeah, I only went away for a short period of time, and I think it was kind of extreme in some ways and enlightening in many. And the whole situation over in Syria at the moment, I couldn't help but have it affect me. And it's kind of being diluted as everything and all perspectives do, I suppose, when you get back into a routine as such. But I've got to focus on prepping and packing for my next trip. So that's, if nothing else, a distraction. I've got so much content and kind of stuff in my head I'd like to get out around my trip into Syria and the experiences I had in the kind of short time I was there. I really don't know if I'm going to get the chance to do that, though. It might be that it just trickles out over the next few months, years, when I do talks about my experiences and what it is I do. Which, of course, is the main part of my income. Talking, teaching and documenting being the kind of three things that I'm earning from at the moment. And I'm about to head out and visit New York for a few days, which I'm really looking forward to. I'm looking forward to catching up with some friends, maybe learning some stuff. So I'm going to be in New York until middle of next week. It's been ages since I've been to New York, and I know that I'll be visiting the photographer's mecca, which is B&H Photography. And I hope to catch up with people like Gio Geller, who's just, you know, an amazing individual documentary maker, storyteller. So it's making time for all of that. And prepping for talks and things that are happening in various parts of the world in the not-too-distant future. So, getting back into the swing of things. It's like gone 10 o'clock and I really haven't done any of the things I should really have been doing so far. I'm going to go out and take the dog for a long walk and hopefully clear my head and get this caffeine that I've been supping properly surging through my veins. If you didn't get a chance to see what I got up to, or, you know, some of the stories I recorded from Syria, please visit documentally.com and maybe just search the tag. But I have, to be honest, I haven't really blogged much since, if anything. So there's been quite a few days with no activity on my blog other than the stuff that's embedded in there and shown through Twitter. I've been spending a lot of time on quieter channels as well. When I say quieter, kind of less populated. I think there's approaching 100,000 people on app.net, for example, and it's been really nice just hanging out in the forums that are connected to that and just sharing multimedia there rather than in the main timeline where, you know, sometimes you just want to document and log and you don't necessarily want to get into a conversation, but when it does, because that network is quite niche and still kind of a little bit geeky, like the early days of Twitter used to be, it's always kind of a focused conversation if you do get in one. So I feel like I'm taking a bit of a holiday from my normal what was it the Next Web magazine said? My professional oversharing. It called me a professional oversharer. When I read that, I was like, what does that even mean? Is that good? I guess if you get paid to share, that is good, isn't it? Isn't it? Providing people want what it is that you're sharing. And I think that's what's been kind of affecting me recently. Coming back and getting back into the small talk, of which I do value greatly. This is how we create rapport and so on. It's hard. And it was hard when I was away as well, to kind of throw stuff into the main timeline and think, do people want to hear this all the time? This is pretty heavy stuff. Maybe I've got delusions of people paying attention and focusing on stuff that I do post anyway. It's a torrent, it's a river of never-ending comments and stories when you are using microblogging platforms, and it passes pretty fast, so I don't think we need to worry too much about being trite. After all, if people have any issues with anything that you or me are posting, then surely that's a failure in filtering more than anything else. And yeah, I can hear a wind chime, I can hear the wind, I can hear birds, I can hear my clock ticking, and I've definitely been kind of embracing the quiet times in this last week.